Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's Calvin here again. I'm at the Isle of Wight Festival 2022. It's a Sunday. It's a bit cooler than it has been the last few days, but I'm now interviewing David Rock, who's the chief executive of Festivator, providing the medical facilities here. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Calvin, and thanks for the interview.
No problem at all. Now, I'm in a large marquee, which has been set out pretty much like an A&E department. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, so what we set up here is a mobile ED department. So we have majors, minors, resus, and we treat everything from very, very minor, simple wounds and injuries all the way up to quite serious stuff such as respiratory arrests and the like. Although, luckily, at this festival, it's always quite low.
Well, that's good. So what's a typical sort of thing that you've seen so far?
So majority of the stuff has been minor injuries and minor illnesses, so nothing too significant, thank God. We've had a few little asthmatics and some minor wounds from blisters and the like and all that sort of stuff, but nothing too serious, which is quite positive. The heat obviously did have an impact on us, but the guys here on site, the site crew, put in great plans in place to help with shaded area, extra water and stuff like that. So it was great to see from our side that site putting them infrastructures in, which reduced down our patients, which is what we all want.
Well, of course, obviously everyone's come here to enjoy themselves. They don't really want to end up in your department here, do they? But if you've got anything very serious, obviously you can get to the hospital as well, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do have ED consultants on site. Where we're having this conversation is one of our resus rooms right now. So it is set up for the quite serious sort of injuries and illnesses that we could present, like heart attacks, arrhythmias, asthma, respiratory and stuff like that. But as I say, it's quite low numbers, which is always great. So the majority of our patients on this have all been quite minor stuff. So they've been seen, treated, referred or back into the festival site to enjoy the rest of it.
And can you prescribe things here as well, or is that something else has to be done elsewhere?
No. So for an example, we had a lady there earlier on today who had a chest infection, quite a nasty pneumonic chest infection. So we treated her, we kept her in for a little while here in the department, kept her under observation, and we've discharged her on a full course of antibiotics, and she'll be back into us tomorrow for another little bit of a review.
Okay, so you're staying here until tomorrow as well then?
Yeah, we're on site till just after lunch tomorrow, so until everyone's going off-site, we'll be here to look after them.
And where do you go off to next?
Our next festival's up to London, so we're all over the country. And then today we also have another event over in Dublin, so a bit of an all-rounder.
So you're an Irish-based company?
We've a base in Irish and in Ireland and a base over here in the UK, so we've two separate bases, but it's the one company.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for giving me the time for your interview.
No problem, and hopefully we don't see you as a patient.
Oh, I hope not. It's a long walk from where I've been.
Oh, I'm sure we'll look after you.
Thank you, David.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.